If you want to start 2017 out with an incredible horror movie, then the Polish film Demon is exactly what you're looking for. Inspired by a play by Piotr Rowicki called Clinging, director Marcin Rona creates something magical here. What we have is an Israeli actor by the name of Itai Tiran, and a remarkable possession story. So it falls under the horror of the supernatural. These are the style of films that The Exorcist falls into, which is, you know, sort of man coming to grips with the other, as understood by a supernatural sort of creator. So here we have a film set in Poland, and of course, as a backdrop for much of the Holocaust, we have a wedding to be between a British guy and a Polish girl, and they come for the wedding. And it takes place, there was one Jewish guy at the wedding, and he's the doctor. Before the wedding, the one weird thing that happens is the groom falls into, he finds some bones, which can be seen as a metaphor for the millions of Jews killed in the Holocaust. And as he tries to tell people about them, they just ignore him. So here again, we have sort of a Holocaust denier narrative about people sort of ignoring the past, ignoring Poland's Jewish past, ignoring the past of the Jews in Poland. And then we have this creative and imaginative story where he then drops into quicksand right before the wedding and then sort of shows up, and they have the wedding, and there's, you know, hundreds of people there, and it's a big showy wedding. And during the course of the wedding, he becomes more and more possessed. There's a doctor and a priest there. There's an Orthodox priest, and they sort of try to write it off under medical things. It turns out he's been possessed by a young Jewish girl, and the story that they tell is of a sort of her and her sisters used to walk, and they don't fill in the gaps for you and say that she was killed in the Holocaust, but that's the implication, is that she's a part of Poland's past. And what you have is an intensely Polish and intensely Jewish horror film, the likes of which we haven't seen, based on a play and the acting by Itai Tiran, who plays a man possessed by a young girl in a terrifying and comedic way. It's really unlike anything you've ever seen. It's a horror film because it's a demonic possession story, but it's really more of a story about the sadness of the past and about about history itself. So that aspect of a wedding, when of the families coming together, where you bring in the elements that are of all of the history of the family, that is sort of, that's the underlying sort of premise. It's really an acting tour de force. It's not scary in the way that most horror films are, but it will stick with you. It's one of the best films of 2016. Highly recommended. If you haven't seen a good Jewish horror, demonic possession, Holocaust remembrance movie in 2017 yet, then start with Demon, and you won't have seen anything like it, that's for sure.